only time can reveal what is really true. The stories and fables of old have lost their value. Times like these, you need to adopt new ways to live. Trying to gain the upper hand despite the pain you feel. But we live in a land where it's never too late and it's always all good. Welcome to the priesthood. What's going on, Bach family? Young Ben Miles tuned in with you right now. We live and direct. Just dropped an episode yesterday on the podcast called the 2020 Summer Check-In, and it's just me going back and forth with myself talking to you guys. I'm reaching out, you know, I want to talk with y'all, just see where y'all heads are at right now as we are enduring some, you know, different times right now. It really is. And you know, I'm always down to talk. I love conversation. I love hearing different people's perspectives, hearing their stories on what they have going on, because it's very different from mine. I'm living my life, you living yours, the next person living theirs. And it's just always interesting for me to hear someone else, you know, talk about their life. But yes, right now what we got going on, the Bach team, the Born Again Artistic Creators team, bro, we is piped up right now and I'm hyped. We are on the brink of dropping our first capsule. I guess you can say time capsule, because we are trying to, you know, really stamp this point in time right now. This is a very unique time, and, you know, really give some guidance, just, you know, some encouragement through the way we do it best, you know, through our art, through our curation, through the taste we have on clothing, music, visuals, you know, all the good stuff. So please stay locked in and tuned in for that, because we coming, man. Title of the capsule is Agents of Chaos. It's gonna be crazy. A lot of good things in there. Like I said, we got clothing, man. We got a lot of art. We have Bach Radio, man. Bro, it's crazy just to bring ideas to life that we have been plotting on for, you know, some time now. Low key about 2 years now. But you know, when the time is right, the pot is hot now. We be trying to stir it up, get the cooking. And I'm loving it. Shout out to my Bach brothers, Money Mirror. Then my guy, man, D Money on Devine. And yeah, we doing it. But I just want to talk to you guys for a quick second. Real quick. The state of the economy. I want to talk about it right now, because we live in America, man. And we've been talking about the system for the last month. That's been a topic of conversation for a lot of people. The system, why is it so fucked up? It is fucked up. It's been fucked up for a while. However, we are looking at potential changes, you know, coming our way. But we can stop our own progress, if you know what I mean. Yes, the surface level of like, wow, people are awakening and, you know, figuring that this shit is been backward. It's been backward for a long time, especially for you know, my melanated people. It really has. And while we on that, I just want to say, you know, guys, we can't let that block us. We can't let that stop us. We can't let that discourage us. It hasn't been discouraging us, you know? So let's keep pushing forward. We can't play victim. Now is not the time to be victim. Now is it time to get our power back and become agents of chaos. Let's fuck this system up, man. Let's fuck it up. And when I say that, not, you know, in a violent way, or, you know, in a way that is going to bring harm back to us, but in a way that is smart and calculated, and we in unity and on one accord, you know, buying back our land, buying back our properties, taking shit right from under their feet, turning up with these businesses, counting up our bread. That's what I'm talking about, agents of chaos, because that's what they don't want to see. They don't want to see that. Especially a lot of young black people right now, bro. We on to it. If we can get the mindset right, bro, it's ours for the taking. It really is. But back to the economy. I want to talk about the economy. The American economy is built on capitalism. We all know this. We've all worked a job before. Someone owns that company. You work for them. They pay you. And that is it. You work for that money. And that is it. But now, brother, sister, that time is finna go by the wayside, because look, these big corporations, these big companies are hurting. They're hurting. They are. They're hurting badly. When they say the airlines, all of them, are down 60% right now, that's hundreds of millions of dollars they are not seeing. That is hitting their pockets. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So they are hurting. They are like, what is going on? We have no control over what is happening to our businesses. We have been in power for so fucking long. We have been doing great for so long. And now the tables have turned. Well, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Well, I'm going to tell you what you're going to have to do. I'm going to tell you, Southwest Airlines, Delta, American Airlines, I'm going to tell you what you're going to have to do. Amazon, listen to me. This is what you're going to have to do. If in 2020 and going from here on out, if you do not adopt heart-centered business practices, you will not make it. Your business will not make it. I want to say that again. Bezos, Jeff Bezos, listen to me. If you do not adopt heart-centered business practices, you're not going to make it. People don't want to slave anymore. They're tired. U.S. government effed up when they let us have 3 months off in quarantine, and we figured out, wow, this is what life is like, not having to wake up at 6 a.m., 5 a.m. in the morning, rushing to work, shoving breakfast down my throat, trying to be there at 8 o'clock and 8:30. Wow, this is what life is like outside of this. Wow, I have more time to myself besides the 2 days of the weekend, where I had to jump back up on Monday and do it all over. Wow, this is what life is like. Yeah. So now you see, people are starting to step out and do things on their own. Trying to become financially independent on their own. Starting their e-commerce business on their own, which is definitely booming for a lot of people right now. E-commerce is skyrocketing. So what I'm saying is, you know, going forward, let's speak on the system. This system is about to change. It is. It is about to change. Capitalism has to fall. There's no other way around it. And so for you guys that are still, you know, working your jobs, and some of you have great jobs, you know, high paying jobs. I'm not going to say great job. I don't think any job is great at this point in time. because you're upholding their system. You know what I mean? I hate to knock, you know, people for what they do, but it's just the facts. It's just the facts. If you are a medical doctor at this point in time, I'm not sure how much value you have in the world right now. Because I'm thinking 10 years ahead. If the system falls, we are no longer going to be using Western medicine, which is pills, you know, vaccinations, things that they have, you know, kind of created, tricking us into thinking that we need it when we don't, when the medicine is in our food and in oils and supplements and, you know, natural things from the earth. I don't know how valuable American doctors are going to be in the future. Let's go down the list again. I don't know how valuable people like pharmacists, if you're a pharmacist, I don't know how valuable you're going to be in the future. You're prescribing pills. That doesn't help us. 10 years down the line, when people really start getting on that health shit, you know, really just naturally in their everyday habits, taking care of their body with the foods that they're eating, drinking their water, taking their black seed oil, we're not going to really need you. That's just the facts. And a lot of this, what I'm saying right now, the future is always unknown. We do not have a certainty of, okay, this is what it's going to be, you know, 10, 20, 30 years down the line. But however, we can plan and dictate a certain path, you know, and an end goal that we want to see as people. We have that power. So I'm not going to be long. I'm wrapping it up, honestly, right now. I'm wrapping it up. Just listen to me right quick. So, right now. Oh, I got to speak on this, too. Right now, if you are a young person, now is the time to really dig deep into yourself and into who you really are. Understand you. That's the biggest thing that matters. Oh, my God. Can I stress that enough? That's the biggest thing that matters right now. You recognizing who you are. Your money don't matter. Your credit score don't matter. Your car don't matter. Your house don't matter. Your apartment don't matter. All your college degrees do not matter. It don't. If you are letting that define you, you're not on shit. Honestly, you're really not. Go deeper than that. We have to go deeper than that. This surface level change shit is not going to get us anywhere. And I'm speaking on this because we have a lot of potential right now to make this shit move, like move quick, you know? And also I want to speak on this system too, because I've said it before and, you know, Trump really just validated it probably like 5 days ago. If you are, you know, still attempting to, you know, be in college or be a student or, you know, just pursue education in that way, I hate to break it to you, but college is no longer relevant in this time period. The college system is dead. If you aren't pursuing something, I mean strictly within like science or engineering, man. Maybe construction. Construction is kind of up in the air too right now because there are countries in Europe and in other places on that side of the hemisphere that are using artificial intelligence to build things at this point. So, you know, a lot of the labor that is being used at this point to create things is not going to really be necessary if we think in 20 years down the line. You feel me? So what I'm trying to say is, at the end of the day, guys, let's be mindful. Let's be mindful. Once you get in tune with yourself, you will be able to figure out what you need to do. It's only about you. It's only about the individual. We can't change everybody at once. You have to just focus on yourself. Change yourself. Everything else will then fall in line. It really will. On a whole just macro societal world level, If everyone is focusing on being their best self every day, getting better every day, you know, showing love every day, you know, stepping outside of the bullshit, we can make it. Just wanted to give you my perspective. Hope I wasn't too long. Young Ben Miles right here. Signing out. And what would I always say? I love you guys. Keep pushing.